Hello and welcome to Gamercast episode 259, AOE time. This is the show recorded on the 14th of August 2011. Hello, I'm your host, my name is Paul, and joining me this week is Catherine.
Hello!
Also joining us this week is a leprechaun that I found outside, and he is now the host of the show. And I'm a leprechaun!
Now for the news.
We're going to talk about World of Subways. Not Subway as in the sandwich shop. Subway as in the thing that is under the leprechaun.
Under the leprechaun? Really?
It's like under the sea, only under the leprechaun.
Okay.
So what's the dealio?
World of Subways is now, well, number three this actually is coming out in the UK. And it's when? 16th of September.
Well, ages, yeah.
Yeah, I know. So it's been out, I think, in Germany for a while. And there have been other ones in the series. So I think there was a Berlin Underground one. I don't know what the other one was. And yeah, so it's based around the Circle Line from the London Underground.
The Circle Line, that's the line that goes around the centre of London.
Uh-huh.
It's the one that's yellow.
Yep, it's the one that also joins onto the Hammersmith Line and the District Line.
Well, shut up, man!
Tube knowledge. So yeah, that's pretty cool. So you get to be a tube driver.
Train man.
Tube driver.
Train man.
Slightly different to a train, isn't it? Patrols, I'd imagine. You should have to do the DLR and then push past people to get to the controls.
Excuse me. Can you vacate these seats, please?
Yes,
no.
So...
Well, I need to get to those seats to drive the train. I don't care. Go to the back of the train, drive it the other way. I got in the front seat. This is my seat.
Yeah, so I think it's a shame that it's only the Circle Line, not the whole of the Underground.
Oh, come on, that would be a lot of work.
I know, it would be a lot of work. But yeah, you can pick the specific time, so if you want, you could do your commute and drive your tube on your commute, so that you can pick the exact like tube. So there's ones at like 30 minutes past 6 or something like that in the morning and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's quite cool. Yeah, so there's that. Next up, Dr. Maybe and the Adventures of Scary Girl. This is just an announcement of a new PSP mini title, which is out on Tuesday. Well, for PlayStation Plus, it's out on Tuesday. In America. No word on European release. But it's just a weird little kind of... I think it's kind of a little platformy game.
Okay.
It's based off a Flash game that is on the interwebs. Okay. Next up, then, F1 Online, the game. So they're doing a... Can I slightly scale these down? Sorry.
Hey, man, get off my computer. Hey, man, you're ruining my computer.
That's better for me. So they're now doing a free-to-play browser game based off the Formula One franchise.
Yeah, so this is another one of these games where they hope to make money at some point in the distant future.
Yeah. It's coming out first quarter of next year. And you get to drive F1 cars.
Do you get to drive? It's not management or anything?
It combines racing gameplay with management.
Okay.
And you can manage your own team.
Do we know what technology is being built in? Is it Flash, or are they going to have like an ActiveX control or Java plugin or something?
Who knows?
Who knows? Catherine obviously doesn't look at the technical details or hassle them for the technical details.
Do I care about F1?
That's not the point. You're supposed to be the game man. That's why you do the news, man.
But yeah, if you'd be interested in playing it, they're recommending people go on F1 Online, the game, to register your interest, and I guess they'll do like a beta version or some sort.
Hey, how about a Battlefield 3 beta invite? Or alpha invite?
So, Hello Games, who are the guys that made
Hello
Joe Danger.
Just kidding.
on PSN have now announced the next game called Joe Danger the Movie. So it's just another game in the Joe Danger kind of franchise. It's kind of a sequel, but it's also kind of new in comparison to how the original was.
Mm-hmm.
They announced it like 2 days ago, I think, or something like that, and they're going to be showing it off at Gamescom and PAX. And it's cool because they're like a little studio in Guildford, which are made up of like three guys, I think. They may have hired some more people since. But once again, it will be a PSN game. And I imagine it will do all right, just like the first one did.
Charbin
has now... Have I got a release date down here as well? Yes, they've officially announced the release date for Child of Eden on PS3, which is the 30th of September. It's going to have move support as well as stereoscopic 3D support. And it's Child of Eden. And that's pretty much it. So it's just the fact that they've given it move support, like you'd imagine, because the 361 was Kinect. And it supports 3Ds.
Yep, Eurogame Expo 2011 news.
Yep.
It's been announced that Sega, Sony... and a bunch of other people are now...
sponsoring, investing, and speaking.
Yes. Do we know what stuff they're going to have going on?
What, actually at the show?
Yeah. Have they made any announcements?
They've made a few announcements. On Live is going live.
Oh, God.
And being shown off at Eurogamer.
Boo! Get a proper thing, you noob!
Which people seem to think means Eurogamer Expo is going to be better than GameFest because they've got On Live supporting it, and it's like
On Live, what, a thing that won't work in any country other than for solitaire games?
I've seen it work.
Yeah, with what game?
People were playing like Lego games.
Yeah, and what was the lag like?
I thought it looked alright.
Nah, the lag,
this,
man.
This was on like, this is where I used to work.
Lag,
on internet,
man.
So exactly. That's, you need a good internet connection.
Having, you know, your dedicated line directly to the thingamajig, and having some consumer level broadband product with a 200 millisecond latency round trip to some server. No offense, dudes.
Or it'd be fine in countries that have good internet.
You're still gonna have that. Even in countries where they've got the bandwidth, you've still got the latency.
Yeah.
I mean, you could. This is what you do, yeah. Because it's, you know, you take the game running locally, and then you have next to it the game running on the On Live service, and you compare the difference. And it's just like, oh my god, man. Hey, why don't you just take that out?
I was just going to merge these together. So yeah, on the 22nd of September, they're launching the service for On Live.
Are they launching hardware as well, or just like a client for computers?
Well, they claim there's going to be 100 games available.
Solitaire.
Throughout
Freecell, Spider Solitaire.
The UK on
Minesweeper.
HDTV.
Yep.
PCs, Macs, iPads, and Android tablets.
Have they said what HDTVs are going to have this functionality built in? Or is that their way of saying just buy our box and plug it in?
They haven't said. It's going to be fully integrated with North America service. And they claim you'll have access to the best value in gaming with the On Live playback.
Sure. Maybe
play
you will.
Pack bundle.
If you want second-rate rubbish.
They say you'll have an unlimited access to a growing library of more than 70 games. This is if you're a subscriber, of course.
Well, yeah, you have to subscribe, don't you?
Yeah. Although apparently they're working closely with BT to have exclusive broadband partnership in the UK. But they haven't announced the exact details yet. Also, the iPad and Android versions of it are going to be a free app.
But you still need the subscription.
Yeah, you'll still need your subscription to On Live to be able to play games.
And obviously the PC client is free.
I would imagine so. But yeah, so that's Eurogamer news. And then we've got GameFest.
Can I just say it the right way?
Yeah.
GamFeast. Official pronunciation guide from GamerCast.net.
Okay.
Who brought you Teletubby's epic journey down the sewer? And also, Mr. Wimpy fell down the stairs.
So, have officially announced now that...
Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3
is going to be playable
at GamFest.
And apparently it's going to be the first UK hands-on preview for people to play it. Game Fest is, of course, happening at the NEC in Birmingham between the 16th to the 18th of September. And that, of course, gives people a two-month head start on giving it a play before it comes out on 8th of November. I imagine they're quite happy with doing that.
Yeah, well, they needed something, didn't they?
Yeah.
Driver San Francisco is coming out soon.
Yeah, it comes out September 2nd, and there's now been a demo released for it. The demo came out back on the 10th of August, so about 4 or 5 days ago now. I say 5 in case you put it up Monday.
This will probably go up Monday, because yeah, I'm lazy and don't want to do it today.
On XBLA, Xbox Live, and I like to say XBLA instead of Xbox Live. Xbox Live and PSN, you can download the demo.
XBLM.
Xbox Live Marketplace.
XBLM.
I'm not entirely sure on how big the demo is.
10 million bits.
But I imagine
sort of
from
teeny tiny.
The size of demos recently, it'll be quite large and
probably
substantial.
Probably a gig or two.
Of course, this means you can give it a play before it's released in the next few weeks, so you can see if you enjoy it.
Yep, so in between the games of Fruit Ninja, you can play this.
Yes. As well as that, Ubisoft have also announced
Assassin's Creed Revelation.
As Paul said, that there will be a
this
beta.
This ain't out until, like, November, is it?
No, yeah, it's coming out the 11th. Or is it the 15th? Oh, the 15th. I read somewhere today that it was coming out the 11th.
No, man.
Of the 11th of the 11th. Just like Skyrim's.
But basically, have multiplayer. Is beta. This the multiplayer?
There's going to be a multiplayer beta on PlayStation 3 for PlayStation Plus members. As well as Uplay people as well. So anyone who's members of the Uplay thing will also get access to this multiplayer beta. It offers 9 characters in the beta itself and 3 maps and 4 playable modes. And they're, of course, only a sample of the final content that you will get in the main game.
Indeed.
Yes, so that's pretty cool.
It's not pretty cool. Okay, you're paying £40 for the crappy beta.
Well, some people are PlayStation Plus users.
Name one person who is.
I bet Adam is. Nintendo 3DS news. They've announced a red Nintendo 3DS now. A flame red.
Flame red. Oh my god, man.
So it's been
and
announced.
This is being launched aside Star Fox.
Yeah, alongside Star Fox. It's coming out September 9th.
Wow, they like their 64 ports, don't they?
Yeah. Well, it plays all right. Okay, there you go. You can use the motion.
The motion.
The motions. No idea if this is coming out in the UK. It hasn't gone up for a pre-order anywhere.
Probably not.
Just yet. But I imagine we will get it at some point, because everyone likes getting a red console.
The thing is, Nintendo are like, it's always the UK. We just give them the brown colour. Give them the brown.
They won't notice. It's brown. It's like the UK.
Dark brown. We give them the wine red because they drink wine.
Yeah, so that's cool. Hopefully that flame red one will come over here.
It's never beer, is it? It's always wine.
What?
It's Red Dwarf quote.
Is it?
Fail.
Does a thingy say that? What's his face?
Dave Lister.
Yeah, Lister.
When they're in the hotel.
Yeah, it sounded like you were going from that angle because you were trying to do the accent.
What accent? The stupid fake Liverpool accent.
Mm. Yeah, and as well as that, it's officially had its price cut now, as August 12th has passed. So if you...
Mortal Kombat!
You're spoiling what the next show is.
Oops.
So... It's gone cheaper everywhere now. On Amazon, you get it for 115. Gamer doing what, 130?
100, well, in store, it's 160 with Zelda.
There you go, 160 with Zelda in stores. I think it's 130 or 140 on the website on its own.
Zelda, as in that guy's kid.
Yeah, Robin Williams' kid.
The guy. The guy who needs to not be a hobo.
It's generally online, it's going between 100.
Look, Mrs. Doubtfire, it's not my fault, alright?
It's going from between 110 and 130 quid. So, massive price drop. Which I suppose wasn't unexpected with the lack of games that have been released.
Oh, yeah, people were slagging off today. It's like... Yeah, but the thing is, the DS had a lack of games. When
it did.
It's Nintendo.
The Nintendo DS had no games when it came out.
They never, ever can get any launch titles.
I know. I got my original DS back on, like, just before launch, because I got it through the Nintendo VIP Stars thingamajig. And, we had Mario 64 with it and a demo for WarioWare Twisted, and we kept going in game for like a few weeks after it came out, and there was nothing to buy.
Yoink.
That we Okay. There was nothing in the stores to buy that wasn't a bit of crap. Like, there was what, sprung.
And then Professor Layden came out and saved the day.
I can't even remember what the second DS game I bought was.
Then the Curious Village.
I bought loads of games, but it was a lack. But then that didn't affect the price, did it? But then it was a low price.
Well, yeah, it was
120? 130 when it came out? I think it was 120.
No, I think I estimated it was going to be like that.
I think I paid 120 for mine.
Whatever.
With the game.
Whatever.
Okay.
I always remember it came out more expensive than I was estimating it to be.
Okay. But don't forget as well,
like, if 20 quid more.
You bought yours before the 12th of August. From the 1st September, they're releasing the games that people can get for freeze.
The free games.
As long as, of course, you went on the eShop.
Aye.
One more bit of Mortal Kombat news. There's been another DLC person. Is it released now? Where's the date? Have I got a date on there?
If it's not now, no. It's soon.
Soon. Freddy? Do you know who Freddy is?
Yeah, it's Freddy Krueger. The guy... You know, the Freddy Krueger, man. The guy with the...
Freddy Krueger?
The guy with the blades.
Freddy Krueger's not in Mortal Kombat.
He is now.
Oh, it is Freddy Krueger.
That's what I'm saying.
I didn't see that. Is that because Freddy they've got Kruger, a thing, man, with Warner Brothers?
Probably.
Maybe Freddy Krueger and Nightmare on Elm Street is Warner Brothers. So you can play as Freddy Krueger. He's coming out soon. He's going to be 400 Microsoft points or £3.19 for PSN. Of course, if you've got the season pass, you won't have to pay because it goes in with the price that you paid out. And he will also be a part of the Mortal Kombat DLC Warrior Bundle, where they'll all be purchased for £8.99.
I can't believe you think I'm just making news up.
I thought you were. I'd only seen Freddy when I was putting that show note in. I never saw Freddy Krueger. Additionally, they've announced soon to be released, a free compatibility pack which has two additional skins, which are a never-before-seen Cyber Sub-Zero and an Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3-inspired Sub-Zero. And they're for free.
Oh, ice.
So you can have your Sub-Zero looking different. And that's kind of it for the news.
It's time for
Name
That
Game.
Okay, last week, everybody would have heard this. We actually did have one correct guess. So, GZ to the trusty badger. Who guessed it was Elite?
What? I guessed it was Elite.
Yeah, but then you changed your mind.
Oh, that's lame.
Well, because I said, yeah, but you can't get out and walk around in Elite. When did I ever say anything about being able to walk around?
We were talking about it.
And I made a hand gesture for walking, which listeners can't see. But obviously it threw you off. For the win.
Oh, well, I guessed Elite, so in my eyes, I kind of got it.
Well, it's not like you compete with Adam anymore, is it?
No. Where he'd be quiet for about 5 minutes.
He'd be like, and then just try and think of any game so he could say something.
Harvest Moon.
Harvest Moon. Okay, let's talk about the next thing we've got coming up. This is going to be a little bit different, because instead of playing a clip from a game, we're actually going to play a clip recorded while someone was playing the game. So this is what that person says while playing the game, and you have to guess what the game is still. Catherine already knows what the answer is.
So I'm not going to guess.
Because she was in the room when I was recording Charlotte, who said this. So yeah, good luck, because you're going to need it for this.
No, it's not. Oh my god, I've missed out a station.
If you think you know what it is, which you probably don't.
Can we give any clues?
Clue, it's not out yet.
I was going to give that clue.
Clue, it's got a manual with it. Other clue, it's got a map with it. And another clue, it's on PC. And another clue, it isn't Skyrim.
Why
because
would have Skyrim?
I would be playing Skyrim instead of doing this stupid podcast. The Skyrim. Actually, someone was trying to argue with me today, saying that Oblivion... No, it was Morrowind. They were trying to say that Morrowind was better on the Xbox than the PC, and I was like, yeah, but at least on the PC, it was patched.
I was going to say, the Xbox version didn't get patched. Yeah, so if from those clues you know at all what name that game could have been,
feedback at gamercast.net and you would get the GZ, like the trusty badger got the GZ today. If you don't know what it is, you fail miserably.
It's quite obscure though.
Yes, it is obscure, but it's also for the lulz.
For the lulz.
New releases this week.
Okay, there's actually some games coming out this week.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Including...
So, first game out is Xenoblade Chronicles. Were you trying
to
say that?
Wait, why do we have... Didn't Pro Farm come out last week?
No, it didn't.
It delayed.
Everything lied when it was coming out. So I put it back in. So Xenoblade Chronicles is coming out.
This is a Wii game, isn't it?
Yes, this is a Wii game. It's an RPG, a JRPG. And it looks quite nice for a Wii game.
100 hours of immersive gameplay, and whatever you see in the distance can be reached, aka Oblivion style.
Combat's totally real-time, and you roam around, so there's no random encounters, so it's not kind of Final Fantasy style
Boo.
Combat. Boo! I hate random encounters.
Yeah, exactly.
It looks pretty cool, and it looks lovely. It's a nice-looking Wii game, which is always nice, because a lot of the Wii games don't look that great.
The most important release this week is undoubtedly the following. Age of Empires Online. This is a game which is fun. I encourage every listener to download this game. It is free. I repeat, it is a free game.
It not is the Greeks.
Free. Hmm?
Not the Greeks.
Who you get for free?
The Greeks you pay for.
Well, aren't the Greeks the default...
I don't know, because you have to. There's a thing on play.com.
In the beta, the Greeks were what you started
with.
Well,
they might not be anymore.
What?
You pay like 80.
I don't
want to
be
that.
A crappy Egyptian.
I'm not sure what it's coming out with the. What race is coming out as.
No, it was always the Greeks with the free one.
Well, yeah, I knew that we played as them, but that's what was being advertised to buy.
What on play? Because, of course,
yeah,
play are the experts of free games.
Well.
Can you carry on talking while I find out?
Released with Greek and Egyptians. I'm not sure. Age of Empires Online. I've got it down as a premium Greek civilization. Age of Empires Online is coming out with a race. We're not entirely sure what. Paul's trying to find out. Maybe if you went on the official website, I'd tell you.
That's look where I am.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Take a chill pill.
Sorry.
Take a chill pill. Dick Jupil. Are you talking or are you just
I'm watching you do what you're doing.
See, these are all Greek buildings in the screenshot.
Greek? Well, there's also Egyptian there as well.
Egyptians.
Greeks and Egyptians. I don't know.
Nah, this is just play being stupid, isn't it?
Yeah, but why would they be advertising it?
Because they don't know any... It's on game advertise it. Whoopie-doo-da.
Okay. Well, Age of Empires Online's coming out. It's a free-to-play kind of... What would you say it is? It's a bit of a mix, because it's not your general... There you go, the exclusive Greek pack. Maybe it's just that it comes with more stuff.
Yeah, so the retail pack they sell... Premium Greek Civilization unlocks the power of rare and epic items. Advisors to enhance your civilization, the player versus player arena, awesome technologies, and much more. Give your civilization an edge with the exclusive Windy Wild Widget Store, where you can buy or sell special ability items. Hotkey quick reference card, and a limited edition poster and advisor cards. Instructions to download the free-to-play experience.
It's not really an RTS. It's kind of a dumbed-down RTS, isn't it? Would you say that?
Well, no, it play. So you've got two modes to the game. You've got the wider-out mode, where you build a city, you have cool, and then you have quest-givers in that city who give you quests. And then it plays like traditional AoE. And, of course, it's got achievements.
Have you found out what the achievements are?
No.
I wonder if they're listed anywhere yet.
Well, tell me a website that lists them.
360achievements.org. Well,
anyway, are you talking
Xbox
about this?
360achievements.org, sorry.
Spam website.
So, yeah, as it's free to play, they will be releasing little civilization packs like this.
Like the Persians and a bunch of other people.
Yeah, just in the upcoming kind of time. Oh, there you go, they're all up. 1,150. I wonder if the 150 are for the Greeks. You click on achievements. There we go. Click on that.
Don't tell me how to operate a computer. Build the Sphinx in your capital city. Build a tomb in your capital city. Build a pyramid. Blah, 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 blah,
so,
blah,
it's
blah.
A free game and you can get achievements.
Achieve level 40 with premium Greek content. Achieve level 10 with premium Egyptian content.
Well, I see a lot of those have premium in the titles.
You're going to have to spend some money to get all of the achievements.
Yeah. Well, they're not that much, the premium stuff.
And we've also got a defensive creep booster pack, which has got another 150.
But yeah, so you can just download the client.
Complete any core quest.
As of the 16th.
As of Tuesday.
As of Tuesday, you can just download the client and play the game for free.
We're not sure what time Tuesday, but...
Or you can also buy this expansion if you want to have some extra stuff with it.
Build the library in your capital city. I imagine,
as well as buying it at retail, you probably... Oh, actually, that's exclusively in retail. I was going to say you might be able to buy it online as well as a digital download to add on. But from the sounds of it, you're better off also just getting it in the store. But yeah.
So that's fun. Pro Farm, as we talked about, is coming out.
Yeah, Pro Farm 1, as we mentioned previously, is coming out this week. Next up, then, we've got Arcana Heart 3, which is a beat-em-up 2D style.
$12.99.
There you go, $12.99.
Flipping out.
What? It's cheap.
What? For a crappy code?
I suppose. It's made by the dudes that do... I can't think of the name. Blaze Blue. And all the characters are girls. There's no men in it, so you'll fight female on female.
Fun.
And they're also doing a limited edition of it, which has a soundtrack, art cards, an art book with 144 pages, as well as it being presented in a box. So that's cool. I know a lot of people have been waiting for that, because originally nobody thought it was ever going to come out over here, because the previous two haven't been released in the UK before. Then next up, we've got a Wii game, Country Dance, which is the first country dancing game to come out.
Really? I seem to recall something else similar to that.
Really?
Oh, no, I'm thinking of the Broadway dancing thing.
You're covering up my shins.
Bless you.
Sorry, I might sneeze again.
Because I ain't doing any editing.
So looking at those names, it's got Johnny Cash in it. So that's good, they've got Ring of Fire in there. That's any kind of name I know. But, yeah. So, it's a new kind of dancey game. A rhythm, action-y dancey game. Made by people who apparently have worked on lots of random things. Ben 10, Conduit, Dora Saves the Snow Princess, and Advanced Warfighter 2. Of course, all those games they brought to the Wii. And they're now kind of expanding their market to work on some more casual games, I suppose. Next up, then, we've got a DS game, Timmy Time, which is the little sheep called Timmy. I think he's got to do with Shaun the Sheep. He's like a little one.
Okay.
So he's like an expansion off of Wallace and Gromit, and he's called Timmy.
Okay.
And so this is aimed more towards kids. It's called Timmy Time. It's got three levels of difficulty and has lots of different games and activities that you can do, encouraging the development of memory, logic, and problem solving skills. Then we've got Agarest Generations of War Zero. This is a PS3 exclusive game being released by Ghostlight, I believe. And it's either, because I haven't watched a video for it yet, it's either an RPG or a kind of hack and slashy game. I have a feeling it's an RPG. But my thing doesn't actually have a genre on there, it's just got like a description of what the game is like. But as well as that, the normal version of the game is kind of a collector's edition of the game. You get a soundtrack in there, as well as three lenticular art cards, an A3 poster, and yeah. Oh, there you go, it's a turn-based combat game. So it would be with grids and stuff. But I know it's a Japanese kind of RPG style game. Just not your kind of ATB bar kind of thing. And then finally, I've added a digital release onto here.
Digital release, wow! And like Fruit Ninja, which we missed last week.
Yes.
Fruit Ninja.
So Age of Empires, of course, is digital release as well, but the Greeks expansion is a premium release, so you have to pay for that. But Toy Story...
Wait. Don't say the Greeks, because we're not sure if it's the Greeks, because like I said, it was just premium Greeks.
Okay, premium Greeks. I'm
and
sorry.
From the achievements, they also had premium Egyptians. So perhaps you have Egyptians and Greeks, like we suspected, but you have a super level of premium version where you get more funky upgrades.
Okay. Toy Soldiers, clarify
the situation.
Cold War is being released. This is the last of the Summer of Arcade titles. Yeah. That's who used to be working on it, wasn't it?
No, or was that who jumped on board? Gas powered.
Yeah, they made it in there, didn't they?
Well, they moved gas powered onto making it into a shippable state.
Yeah, so this is the last of the Summer of Arcade titles. It's kind of like, because of course Toy Soldiers was released before. It's like a tower defense kind of army game, although
yeah,
you can.
Yeah, because it was robot before.
You can go into your units within your kind of base.
Yeah, it's a 3D tower defense game. You can whiz around a battlefield, and this one's set in the Cold War as opposed to the First World War.
Yes. And it's 1,200 points, as are most of the Summer of Arcade titles, minus Fruit Ninja Connect, which is, of course, 800 points. And this is, of course, out on Wednesday.
Fruit Ninja.
And that's kind of the releases for this week.
Fun. Let's get out of here.
Mm-hmm. So don't forget, if you want to send a letter in or anything like that,
feedback at gamercast.net.
As well as your guesses for name that game, if you could even figure out what the hell Charlotte was playing. We'll catch everyone next week where there's awesome games coming out because Deus Ex comes out.
No one cares about Juice X.
I do. So yeah, that comes out next week.
Have you got Lenore? Do you have Lenore?
GTA IV.
What about Juice X? Oh man.
Okay. We'll catch everyone next week.